Leonardo da Vinci had the good luck to be born out of wedlock. Otherwise, he would have been expected to become a notary, like the first-born legitimate sons in his family stretching back at least 5 generations. His family roots can be traced back to the early 1300s, when his great-great-great-grandfather, Michele, practiced as a notary in the Tuscan hill town of Vinci, about 17 miles west of Florence. With the rise of Italy's mercantile economy, notaries played an important role drawing up commercial contracts, land sales, wills, and other legal documents in Latin, often garnishing them with historical references and literary flourishes. Because Michele was a notary, he was entitled to the honorific Ser, and thus became known as Ser Michele da Vinci. His son and grandson were even more successful notaries, the latter becoming a chancellor of Florence. The next in line, Antonio, was an anomaly. He used the honorific Ser and married the daughter of a notary, but he seems to have lacked the da Vinci ambition. He mostly spent his life living off the proceeds from family lands tilled by sharecroppers that produced a modest amount of wine, olive oil, and wheat. Antonio's son Piero made up for the lassitude by ambitiously pursuing success in Pistola and Pisa, and then, by about 1451, when he was 25, establishing himself in Florence. A contract he notarized that year gave his work address as at the Palazzo del Podestà, the magistrate's building, now the Bargello Museum, facing the Palazzo della Signoria, the seat of government. He became a notary for many of the city's monasteries and religious orders, the town's Jewish community, and on at least one occasion, the Medici family. On one of his visits back to Vinci, Piero had a relationship with an unmarried local peasant girl, and in the spring of 1452, they had a son. Exercising his little-used notarial handwriting, the boy's grandfather, Antonio, recorded the birth on the bottom of the last page of a notebook that had belonged to his own grandfather. 1452, there was born to me a grandson, the son of Ser Piero, my son, on the 15th day of April, a Saturday, at the 3rd hour of the night, about 10 p.m. He bears the name Leonardo.